than a circus hum. Cyber AI, where the techies come. Alan Silverberg with the beaten drum. Diving deep where the future's from. Stay plugged into the cyber sky. Alan Silverberg keeps the answers nigh. Welcome to Cyber AI, the podcast that lives at the intersection of cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and your digital reputation. I'm your host, Alan W. Silverberg. Today's episode, Man versus Machine, Understanding AI-Driven Cyber Attacks. Today's episode is a deep dive into something that, well, I know a lot about. I know a lot of my colleagues know a lot about. Large corporations know a lot about. But most of small businesses, even medium-sized businesses, and many of you may not necessarily know about it. So what we're talking about here is artificial intelligence-driven cyber attacks. In previous episodes of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silverberg, I talked about synthetic identity theft. I talked about cybersecurity, reputational risk when things like hacks happen and data is released. And I talked a little bit about AI-driven cyber attacks. Now, there's also AI-driven cyber defenses. This is, like many technologies, a dual-edged sword. On one hand, you have the ability to use something that's cheap, flexible, and scalable to design new kinds of cyber attacks and reputation attacks, or cyber reputation attacks, sometimes even cyber physical crossover attacks. But at the same time, smart defenders are able to use artificial intelligence to also create their own ways to defend themselves, to articulate when an attack coming in is artificial intelligence or not, and other things. There is now technology that exists for defenders to be able to detect synthetic identities within their networks or on a Zoom call or on a Google Meet call. But those technologies are expensive. Those things are high-priced items, usually are reserved for the largest corporations, universities, government agencies that have the funding and the ability to pay for those and have the staff to manage the incoming signals and alerts. And so many companies really just aren't there yet. And so the attackers know that. And the attackers know that many small local governments and cities also don't have the types of AI defenses that are needed in this new world. So what makes an AI-driven cyber attack different from what you consider to be a hack? Why is it more dangerous? Why are they more dangerous? How can human defenders adopt, and ultimately maintain control in a world where the artificial intelligence is both the greatest shield and the most cunning adversary at the same time? If you're a business leader or a cybersecurity professional, or even just someone who wants to stay ahead of the artificial intelligence threat curve, what are the risks out there? What are the hazards that we all face? This episode of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silverberg is for you. So let's get into this. Segment one, what makes an AI-powered cyber attack different? Well, let's set a baseline. Traditional cyber attacks rely on essentially human-coded scripts, known and or unknown vulnerabilities, and often manual reconnaissance of the things I just mentioned, as well as things like websites and email and how human beings come and go and who's doing what and what person has what position in the company. Whether it's a phishing scam, or a SQL injection, or DDoS attack, that's denial of service. distributed denial service to be exact. These have patterns. These have computer signatures, and they have machine-driven predictable elements, which provide a relatively predictable scope of attack. This is why there are things like the MITRE attack standards and other guidelines that cybersecurity experts use when dealing with cybersecurity incidents. Where does it fit into the chart, and how does that chart equal the type of attack that's being used, and what are the types of defenses that are being used and required for that type of attack? So these are things that are, I don't want to say predictable, but they're more or less understood in terms of who are we dealing with and what are we dealing with. When you put this AI mixture into this, it's changing this and it's adding to it in a dramatic way. So an AI-powered attack will take everything that I just said before, combine it using machine learning, maybe even reinforcement learning and generative models to become extremely adaptive, extremely fast and scalable, but also capable of learning your network and then evolving with every failed attempt, so that instead of a hacker going away and trying to come, the artificial intelligence is learning every millisecond. And every time it's trying something, it's whatever it, whoever has programmed it, or even if it's artificial intelligence that has created it itself, it is still doing that. And so this is happening at a much faster rate than humans could achieve on their own. Because they're evolving, and they're evolving faster than any human eye, a human, if you're watching it with your own eyes, can really track, you kind of need artificial intelligence to track the speed at which the attack is coming in. This is one of the major failure points right now today in May of 2025 for large corporations and government agencies and small companies and private foundations and family offices and museums or whatever. Not failing to understand that these cybersecurity attacks are now by a large part artificial intelligence driven and are coming at you in a much more repetitive, faster way than they used to come even just last year. The defenders who are relying on tools built for last year's attacks are only going to be able to accomplish a certain part of defending these types of attacks. These attacks require new tools. Often they need new tools to be made relatively in a very rapid time frame to combat the speed and volume at which an artificial intelligence cyber attack can occur now. Let's just go for a couple examples here. An artificial intelligence driven spear phishing system. In other words, something designed specifically to act as a spear phishing cyber attack vehicle online or through different emails or whatever. It can analyze a company's internal emails. It can learn the communication styles of the executives, of people, of vendors, of customers, lawyers, accountants. It will identify the chain of command inside the business or the organization. It will generate hyper-personalized communications, whether that is emails, WhatsApp messages, maybe even phone calls with synthetic voices, or even a video call with a synthetic identity. These are almost impossible to detect as fake by a human being. I'm not saying something that is coming in the future. This is not like a science fiction, okay? Think about it. This artificial intelligence is going through everything in a millisecond. There won't be any typos. There's not going to be any weird formatting. It's just going after everything and then taking all that information and using it in a completely different way. So, for example, it will start using the information that it just gathered to start doing social engineering at scale. Instead of trying to social engineer one customer service client agent, maybe they're doing your entire team all at once. Or worse, you're doing the entire customer service team, plus they're doing mid-level and higher-level executives at the same time, and everybody's getting the same type of highly sophisticated social engineering calls designed with the data around that person so that they're going to believe that phone call at scale, not one-on-one, but happening to hundreds or thousands of employees at once. This is not a theory. It's not like science fiction, the next Netflix movie or Amazon special. It is happening. It's here. These tools unfortunately exist. The criminals know that they can remain one step ahead of most of us by using these tools. So it gets a little bit worse. Sorry, I don't mean to really try to, hope you're not like gonna spill your tea or anything. These attacks do not stop when humans go home at night. They are happening 24/7. They're testing, they're probing, they're trying again and again and again and again. And eventually they learn enough information because they're not getting tired, they're not getting bored, they don't need a pizza, they don't need an energy bar. They're able to put together novel and new kinds of cyber attacks that imbue old information, recently stolen information, and new styles of attacks, plus old styles of attacks. So they might take a polymorphic malware attack, combine that with an artificial intelligence-driven polymorphic attack, make a new kind, and then bury that in something like a password spray attack or distributed denial of service attack, or even some sort of reputation attack. So what makes these AI cyber attacks so different? Well, the speed. Number one, speed. Number two really is speed. Milliseconds in this situation matter. Artificial intelligence is making decisions at machine speed. The attacker's artificial intelligence is making decisions at machine speed. So if your defenses are not also artificial intelligence able to also make decisions at the same relative speed, you're already lost. Your chessboard is already empty and devoid of your own pieces. The volume of these attacks, artificial intelligence can launch thousands and thousands of variants of a one kind of a cybersecurity attack at once. So instead of having the one kind, you're having thousands of minute variations on that kind of cyber attack all at once. The adaptability of the artificial intelligence systems that are both custom made, designed for this, and or artificial intelligence systems designing other artificial intelligence systems for criminality. These are highly adaptable systems. The artificial intelligence is designed to learn and improve upon the data that it ingests. What fails today might very well work tomorrow. The obfuscation, the hiding that these AI attacks allow is really stunning. In normal cybersecurity attacks, there are traditional signatures, there are heuristics that don't always match. There are processes that look like they've been changed. There are software insertions. There are different parts of code that have been. There are ways to tell that something has happened. Sometimes you have to dig deeply and you have to really, really look. But the traditional signature and heuristic basic approach does not catch artificial intelligence made or designed or executed malware. So this allows for a level of obfuscation and a level of hiding. It allows the criminals to know that they have kind of a period of time where they can get away with stuff before anyone starts to hone in on the fact that they're even there, let alone how to stop it. The autonomy of these systems means that artificial intelligence doesn't have to wait for human orders. It doesn't have to ask questions and get an answer. It's asking questions and getting an answer from itself in milliseconds. It doesn't have to order a pizza. It doesn't have to go get an energy bar. It doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Its feelings won't get hurt if it doesn't succeed. It'll just keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. Most terrifying of all this, the artificial intelligence attacks don't need to succeed the first time because they iterate. They learn from their last one, the last episode. They will keep learning. They will keep iterating. They observe from what they did before. They also ingest new information and try to find new vulnerabilities or new zero days all at the same time, while they are evolving and constantly probing. Segment two. So let's look deeper. Like what does this mean? Well, how do these things work? How do these attacks work? How does AI cyber attack work? What are the mechanics of it in the most simple language without losing you and trying to tell a story based on computer science, linguistics? I'm going to try to tell this in the most basic English that I can. So let's just break this down into some buckets. The first one is reconnaissance and targeting. This is a aspect of every single cybersecurity attack that exists. It is the early part. It is often the part before anyone knows that anything has happened because usually they're not even in your system at that point. Sometimes they are, or they're browsing around, sometimes not. Artificial intelligence scrapes a massive volume of data, both public, private, from things that like also previously breached data sets, dark web forums, open web forums, social media, videos, audio, and correlates information. And the artificial intelligence can figure out who your chief financial officer is, what their writing style is, and even what time they're most active online, and then therefore that their employees would be most likely to be receptive to an email or message coming from them. Phishing 2.0. We're not really talking about the old kind of phishing that people think about, quote unquote, "Dear sir, I'm the Nigerian prince and I have, $20 million to give you if you just are kind enough to write back," quote unquote. No, we're not talking about that. Although I'm sure that those scams still exist and are now they're also using AI to their advantage as well. But really, what we're talking about is the artificial intelligence is going to write better than most people. It's going to D, D get it's going to get rid of the difference between how people write in terms of where they're from. It'll fix grammatical errors. It'll fix word association errors in wrong place most of the time. And it can also now generate perfect audio or video, deep fake with your boss's voice, asking you to authorize a transfer or to make a payment or to do something. Real-time voice cloning, real-time facial mimicry happening with tools that are designed to fool you and they're built to fool you. The third part of this is the network infiltration. I mean, that's part of any attack, any cyber attack. Successful cyber attack is when they're inside your network or they're inside your email or device. The artificial intelligence driven malware doesn't just sit around dormant. It's running laterally, it's running vertically, it's trying different movement playbooks, it's trying a bunch of things at once. It's not just doing one command, one set of orders. Most malware usually have a few executable steps and then they kind of go away because they don't want it to be too obvious on the network. AI driven malware doesn't really need to do that. It's basically polymorphic malware built into itself, so it can change itself. It can find the least detected routes, the least protected routes for itself. It can often exfiltrate data without triggering alerts now, except for maybe the biggest companies. And even in the biggest companies, this might happen. It might take them a few months to realize what has been going on. Because The AI is going to be studying the network topology, how the computers are connected to each other, printers and devices, and what's out in the field, and are people using Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, near field. And it's putting all this together, and it's putting it all together in a way that human just can't do. This leads to social engineering and behavioral manipulation. So some of these advanced attacks, these artificial intelligence attacks, are involve a nudging behavior, if you want to call it that, okay? Basically, slowly altering decision-making patterns in key personnel by slowly manipulating the emails and notes that they are responding to, and then at some point they're responding to either fake data or wrong data, but they make a decision based on that. That they could be executing on a trade, it could be selling or buying something, it could be much more advanced than that, hiring, firing people. There's a number of ways that this could be used and altered. So these altered decision-making patterns in key personnel also leads to new social patterns inside the workplace. It takes a while, but if an outside force wants to get inside of an organization, social engineering through email and changing behavior patterns is a really a harmful way to do this. There's also AI-enabled psychological manipulation at scale. We see this in social media now all the time. We see this with fake websites and fake news, and then being promoted by a fake Twitter account that's then promoted by a fake Telegram account, et cetera, et cetera. We see this at large scale on large issues, but also small scale, small issues. And unfortunately, now the artificial intelligence also makes it possible to hyper personalize an attack like this on an individual person or a small group of people. And then there's like the what we've heard about 0-day exploits. And 0-day exploits, a 0-day is a flaw that a maker of software or hardware didn't know about, and then some hacker finds out about it. And so the 0-day is how many days until someone uses it as against the defender. So the artificial intelligence can now generate like not just the old kind of attack and sort of a combined attack, but these new novel attack variants that can change course mid-course while it's actually attacking, mutate its code rapidly, and even identify new 0-day vulnerabilities while it's inside of a network simply by fuzzing software inputs billions of times faster than a human could ever could, and just making it a lot harder for a human to track what's happening inside their network. We're talking about a digital arms race. This is an AI arms race, where the offense, the bad guys, the hackers, the nation state groups, the organized crime hacking groups, these people, these groups are ahead of us right now. The defenders need to catch up. It's that simple. There's no other way to put it. Defenders need to catch up. The offense, the group of offensive players is learning how to use this faster than the defenses teams mostly are at this point, unless the defense is a little, really the huge company or large government agency. However, we do need to fight fire with fire. So we do need to fight these artificial intelligence attacks with artificial intelligence defenses. It's a very clear statement. Like if your organization is not using these defenses, they're probably not defending properly against an artificial intelligence attack. Segment three of this podcast: how human defenders can learn from the AI defenses. And before I get to that, let me just talk about this for a second. My company, DigiJax Group, is a cybersecurity and reputation company. I founded the company and I'm the CEO. I'm a subject matter expert, and I also testify in court at state and federal level about cybersecurity and reputation issues. I've given trainings at Fortune 500 companies, at US government agencies, US military agencies, and also abroad. And one of the things that I've seen in the last 2 years, dealing with cybersecurity incidents and how they affect the defenders, is that the speed of these attacks has now made it so that a large scale attack not only will happen immediately, but also extend for an extended period of time and months sometimes. So what happens is there's basically a corresponding tiredness and erosion of people being able to sleep and function in the human side. The AI just keep going, 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 going. So what has happened is this definitely has made the defender's role more complicated, and with a several hundred thousand dollar job deficit. People, in other words, there's jobs that have not been filled yet in the cybersecurity space, and the varying number of companies who either do have AI defenses or don't. So you see a broad number of large companies that still haven't really implemented these types of AI defenses. Their defenders are really overwhelmed in these new cybersecurity attacks. So just as on a side note here, but let's flip the script here. What about these human defenders? What can we learn from artificial intelligence, from the artificial intelligence tools that we're using? The AI is not just an attack tool. It is also a shield. It is also one of the most powerful defense mechanisms ever invented. So how do we, as human defenders, leverage this artificial intelligence without losing control? Well, here's some ideas. So let's use AI for the detection and the triage. I mean, that should be obvious, but again, many companies and government agencies and nonprofits still are not at that point. Modern SIEM and SOAR tools that are you on board with AI can process billions of logs and detect anomalies instantly. Instead of waiting hours or days for a human to see something suspicious, the artificial intelligence is flagging it in seconds, it's categorizing it, and it's actually telling you where to find it. It might even be telling you more details about what's going on with it. Is it moving around? Is it going vertical? Is it going lateral? Is it going for permissions? Is it just sitting around listening? But the key thing is the humans need some time, usually, to tune and supervise this process. The AI can detect it, it should detect, but not necessarily should be the one to decide all on its own to shut down systems. It could be that that may be where we're headed, and that is the future. But for right now, we still need this human and artificial intelligence combined response. And so I think that which should be like the humans are tuning the AI, the AI are helping to train the humans, and then the data is being read by both at the same time. Decisions are being made separately, and then you come to a coalesced decision. But this also helps to create behavioral baselines inside the system. Like, what are you, when you're looking at your network or computers or devices, like, what's normal inside the system? Like, what happens when you use it normally? But what are the deviations? So the artificial intelligence is going to be more helpful in helping you identify these deviations faster and much more effective than a signature-based antivirus program, for example, which is already outdated. It just, by the time it's patched, by the time you're downloading a patch, you're already several months behind the criminals at that point. And human oversight and automated response do have to go hand in hand. Which goes first? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who argue listening to this that the automated response should go first and the human oversight has to be second. There'll be a whole bunch of other people who argue the other way. And I think that there might be some experts out there who might even say that the both approaches are wrong, and here's why. But you can bet that an artificial intelligence program or service can quarantine suspicious files or isolate segments of their network, but really only after this human confirms the context, right? Or the AI is making the recommendation, and then humans are pulling the trigger, or the AI is simply making the recommendation, pulling the trigger, doing it all, and then issuing a report afterwards to the human being. The human being reads it, and that's it. And there's no decision chain from the human being. So right now we're kind of more on the first side, where most of the time you have humans are making decisions. they might be relying on a number of different technological systems, but often they don't not really willing to just rely on one. So most of the time what you're seeing is a human making that decision, that's but they're looking at various recommendations from AI or from tools. But we're getting at the point, and there are already certainly top-notch cybersecurity companies that do offer basically a full AI solution. So but there is a balance, I believe, that's required, especially now as we're still making this transition from a legacy environment of older technology to newer technology that has built-in cybersecurity tools, and we're looking at cybersecurity a different way. That these tools, this AI, also assists in threat hunting. So artificial intelligence can simulate attacks against your system, like basically red teaming yourself through AI, but do it time and time and time and again, and do it in hundreds of different or thousands of different variations in the course of a few minutes, showing defenders where your weaknesses are. But this is how you train your teams. This is you're training your teams to be with the machine, not against it, basically. And then if you're using AI to help with the red team process, you're also identifying AI pathways in that you might have missed otherwise. So with this comes a knowledge transfer, right? I mean, defenders must start thinking like data scientists in a way, even if they are trained as cybersecurity experts. We need to understand that artificial intelligence logic, the supervised learning or unsupervised clustering, reinforcement models, all different ways in which the AI has been taught. So if you're not building the model yourself, understanding the why behind the decisions that you trust or even are questioning is what the AI sees. So you have to understand this. This becomes a whole new paradigm. It's like the AI is the co-pilot, no pun intended. I know Microsoft uses that phrase to describe their AI, and then humans remain in command. But is that the paradigm? I mean, or is it that we're responding to so many signals and numbers and facts that basically we're not really making decisions, we're just kind of a choice engine? Maybe in some organizations, it's a combination of both. So segment four, like what is this difference between human control with ethical dilemmas? I mean, AI may or may not have the ability to recognize an ethical dilemma. A human being should be trained in that. And obviously this will create some red lines, right? So like we're here, this whole thing is a dicey conversation. So let's just, it gets a little dicier, I guess. In the push to defend faster and smarter against AI, some organizations are handling more and more control to the AI systems themselves. But so we do have to ask this question: what happens when an AI misclassifies a critical process as a threat and shuts it down? Or the opposite, misclassifies a critical threat as a minor threat and ignores it, but it shuts down the system because it gets hacked. What if an AI system refuses to follow a human order simply because its model is telling it that that order is too risky an order, even if the human being knows after 35 years of experience that this is what needs to be done? That is a scenario that is already happening in today's corporate world. Can we trace back the decision-making chain? Or are we entering some sort of like, AI black box cyber defense world where we don't really know what's happening to us and we don't really know what's happening from us? In some cases, yes, in some cases, no. There is explainable AI. It's not enough for artificial intelligence to say this is bad. It needs to tell us why, and it has to be factual. It can't be like an artificial intelligence, fake news thing or fake information or dream. The goal really isn't just full automation, in my opinion. It's actually a combination of like an augmented decision making with the AI as an advisor, but not necessarily like the judge, jury, and executioner all at once. Let's be honest here. I don't believe that artificial intelligence has any ethics. Maybe you do. I'm not sure if we can believe any of these companies that say They do, because we don't know the training models that they were used. If they don't have ethics teams on an ongoing basis, how can they say that AI has ethics? There's the legal responsibility for artificial intelligence is a gray. It's a gray area. If something goes wrong, you're still on the hook as a human being. You can't say in a court, well, we relied on artificial intelligence, so blame the artificial intelligence and you can prosecute the artificial intelligence. A prosecutor is going to look for, or a lawyer is going to look for a human being to blame. It's that simple. And we must be able to build our own artificial intelligence kill switches into anything that we're using on an artificial intelligence level. At some point, we need to be able to turn the thing off. Just like if you're using a lawnmower and you're cutting your lawn and it starts to go bad or something happens, or you hit a rock or whatever, you got to turn it off, right? AI, you also should be able to flip off those very easily, like a safety switch. Unfortunately, not a lot of these are built to be able to do that. It is important in the security world sometimes to be able to turn things off and just say, okay, shut everything down right now. Unplug everything from the wall right now. You don't always have to do that, but there are times when that is what has to happen. So the AI would have to be have been shut down as well. So some final thoughts here. How to fight smarter, not just harder in this world. This is Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg. I'm Alan. I'm the host, and I'm also the founder and CEO of DigiJax Group. We're a cybersecurity and reputation company that services enterprise and large companies, as well as small companies and private banks and family offices and nonprofits, and athletes and celebrities, team owners. If we can help you, if you have a cybersecurity problem, feel free to reach out to us. Our website is digijax.com, DigiJax.com. On it is a link that says Cyber AI with Alan W. Silverberg. If you click on that, there's a button to click on special services that are offered for the listeners of this podcast, as well as clients of DigiJax Group. And those services are accessible through basically paying by credit card and booking our services. We wanted to level the playing field and make it accessible and easy for people to gain access to these services. For more complicated incidents and or like a live hack or something like that, we might need to talk outside of that website and come to something of a more customized response for you. And we're happy to do that. This podcast is on Spotify. Please like and share on Spotify and follow us on Spotify. Share us on social media if you think that this podcast is helpful to you. And I personally really appreciate everyone's time for listening here. And I know that our lives are busy. So taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast is very important to me. And I do appreciate that. So some final thoughts. The bottom line. The rise of AI-powered cyber attacks is not just a technological shift. It's really a full-on paradigm shift in our society. The attackers are faster, they're smarter, they are more adaptive, and they are more scalable than ever before. But the defenders can be as well too. We have AI as well. We just have to use it wisely. You need to train your teams to think like attackers. You need to use artificial intelligence to simulate the worst case scenario of an artificial intelligence attack. Build systems that explain these decisions and are not just making decisions for you. Never forget, no matter how smart this machine might be that you're dealing with, human beings are the ones who are being held accountable in this world. Cybersecurity in the age of artificial intelligence isn't about outcoding the threat. It is about outthinking this threat and outlearning this threat. Because of, at the end of the day, it's not just data that is at risk. It's people's trust, it's lives, it's money, it's identity. It is everything that we've ever digitized, and our lives revolve around this digitization. Thank you for tuning in to Cyber AI. I'm Alan W. Silverberg. See you next time. Stay safe and stay secure.
Till next time we amplify.